Senator from the 5th.
I would like to inquire of the senator from...
Senate is back in session. Senator from the 5th.
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the senator from the 1st.
Senator from the 1st, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. So, seems like that was a very simple fix.
Yes. Yeah, I think we're on the same page. I think we both agree on what we want this amendment to do. And I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think if somebody knows that a firearm has been stolen, they should report it. I think that's a good public safety consideration that you've put into the amendment. And I think the amendment to your amendment that I'm having drafted that will be forthcoming will simply say that in the event there's a problem somewhere else in the bill where some other part of the bill has been invalidated, your section will survive, and that's how it'll proceed. We want to make sure that we get this done, understanding that, you know, for all we know, a court may uphold the entire bill and it may be irrelevant, but that's why we deal with these severability clauses in the legislative process, is because we want to make sure that, you know, in the event there's a problem somewhere else, courts know what to do with different sections of the bill, and consistent with what you're intending and consistent with what I'm intending, and I think that's the same.
Sure. I really appreciate you catching that, because I don't by any means want the overall bill to be impacted as a result of my particular piece of provision that I am adding to the bill.
What the senator from Franklin is trying to do in the underlying bill is not something that we're intending to get in the way of. We're just trying to add another good common sense public safety provision and make sure that if nothing else gets accomplished here, that at least that gets done.
So overall, how was your day today?
You know, it's been a hectic day. I guess like any other in the building, right? Yours the same, I assume.
Very busy day today. We discussed minimum wage today.
Did I hear that you had a related bill heard in committee on the subject matter, or am I?
Yes, yes. Then we also discussed expunging criminal records for nonviolent offenses for those individuals who probably did bad deeds in the past, you know, now wants to conceal and carry. They cannot do it because they have felony charges. So, you know, a young man that wanted to go hunting, he couldn't get the conceal and carry because he stole something when he was 17 years old, and it became a felony charge. So right now, that individual cannot go hunting because of that, because of the felony charge. So we talked about expunging criminal records for nonviolent offenses, because we do have situations such as that. That needs to be dealt with.
Well, I think that's consistent with the broader discussion that we've been having, going back to former Judge Price's State of the Judiciary speech when you and I served in the House together a couple of years back about nonviolent offenses, and how maybe as a state we need to be looking at how we approach that possibly a little bit differently than we have. Your bill, it sounds like, differentiates between violent and nonviolent, and I think we would all agree that there are different considerations when you're talking about violent offenders or violent prior offenses with respect to a CCW that you might not have with nonviolent. And I'm just glad that the bill underlying your amendment has been heard in committee. You know, occasionally, frequently, we'll have things that are brought forward on the floor in the legislative process that no committee has ever heard before, and I think it's always advantageous that there's been prior discussion somewhere else in the building on something that's before the body, if we can get that. And in this case, I think we're fortunate to have that. So that hearing was just today.
Yeah, it was today. And I think this is a really good amendment, because right now, you know, we don't have reporting of stolen guns. And so with this amendment, the police officers and law enforcement will actually know how many guns are out there that were stolen.
Right.
That would be on the street. So it's a really good amendment. And I really appreciate the sponsor of the bill allowing for me to offer this amendment without any opposition.
Very good. You know, it just so happens that now that we've been talking for a few minutes, I have an amendment to your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 1st.
Mr. President, I have an amendment. Amendment.
Send your amendment forward.
Has not been distributed. It is short, and I would ask that distribution be waived and that it be read.
Madam Secretary, read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 1 to Senate Amendment Number 5, offered by Senator Sifton, amend Senate Amendment 5 to Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 613, page 1, lines 6 through 10, by striking all of said lines and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, Section B, notwithstanding the provisions of Section 1.140, to the contrary, the provisions of this Act, except the provisions of Section 2, shall be non-servable, and if any provision is for any reason held to be invalid, such decision shall invalidate all of the remaining provisions of this Act except for the provisions of Section 2, end quote, and end quote.
Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
Yes, Mr. President. The idea here is to simply shield Section 2 as set forth in this amendment from any invalidation of the rest of the bill. There may be concern with the scope of the severability clause that I, the new severability clause that I've drafted. All I will say is I think it's consistent with the state of the law and the bill as it stood previously. There was no severability clause in the bill previously, so the fact that we now make it explicit that it's non-severable is no different than the bill was to begin with. With that, I'll move for the adoption of my amendment to the amendment and yield to any questions.
Senator from the First has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1, the Senate Amendment Number 5, the Senate Bill Number 613. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise? Senator from the First, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Okay, Senator, so I just want to make sure that I'm understanding what you did was literally just narrow the severability clause.
Correct.
So the original language of the senator from the Fifth has been uninterrupted, untouched. It is still in its virgin form.
Yes.
It has not been sullied.
We have not changed one comma or one semicolon, Senator.
All right. So, okay, very good. All right. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the First renews his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 1, the Senate Amendment 5, the Senate Bill Number 613. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the amendment. Senator from the Fifth.
Thank you, Mr. President. If there isn't any questions, I renew my motion.
Senator from the Fifth renews her motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 5. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barton.
Mr. President, may I inquire the senator from Franklin?
Senator from Franklin, do you yield to an inquiry? He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I apologize if you have spoken on this amendment already, the 72-hour to report a theft. I didn't hear that. Can you tell me how this is going to work?
Yeah, the senator from the Fifth has diligently worn me down. You know, she's like the Energizer Bunny when she wants to get something on a bill. She doesn't give up. And so I've finally cried uncle. And actually, I think what she has here is something that I could very easily live with. It literally just says, upon becoming aware that a firearm has been stolen, a person shall have 72 hours to report such theft. And so, I think that's an acceptable amendment.
Okay. So, I guess the protection here is that the 72-hour clock doesn't start until I discover it. So if I get a call in the middle of the night and someone says, where's this weapon? You know, it's been used in a crime. I can go look and I find that it's missing, and I can say, well, I'm reporting it stolen. And
correct.
I've been within the 72 hours.
That is correct. In fact, we had a very long discussion about this in my office, and some of the examples that were brought up that we wanted to work through and make sure that this would not affect in a negative way were things like, you know, culturally, in some of our rural areas, it wouldn't be unusual for maybe a father, you know, a parent to give a gun collection to one of their children, right?
Sure.
Now, that gun collection might be a collection of two, or it might be a collection of 20. but it would just be a family heirloom. It would be something that was special to the family. And so that gun collection being given to their kids, and then maybe their kids have that gun, maybe they're antique guns, right? And they just kind of store them away in the attic, or they store them away in a storage facility, and unbeknownst to them, one or maybe even all of those guns are stolen, but they don't know that they've been stolen. That means that the 72-hour time clock would not be ticking in an example like that, and we went through multiple, many different examples and variations of that type of a thing. So I feel very comfortable with the protection to our citizens that this provision, the stopwatch begins when you become aware of the fact that the firearm has been stolen.
Okay. All right. And I'm much more comfortable knowing that that's the case, because there are a lot of cases, you know, a lot of people who are gun owners don't check every day to see if their guns are where they put them.
Right.
And it's possible that it could be stolen. As long as the clock doesn't start until they discover that the gun is missing, then I think you're right that there's probably no harm in that. And if we will do that, then it's probably helpful to law enforcement.
They say that houseplants do better when you talk to them every day and water them and stuff like that. But firearms,
is that true? That's not true of firearms.
They don't require that. They're fine just all by themselves. They're perfectly content to be under a bed or in an attic and not get visited. So there would certainly be the possibility that something could happen that a person was not aware of.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Now, just I'm wanting you to remember just a very few hours ago, we were sitting in committee, and there was this bill that came before us, and I think it was either 556 or 565, one of those.
It might have actually been 556, which,
I think it was,
as you know, Senator,
six.
Is the caliber of an AR-15.
That's exactly right. And as I recall, you made a comment, and it was something like, why don't you put this on, you know, Bill 613? Do you remember that comment?
Well, Senator, something that I say to my kids quite often, and even adults, is be careful for what you wish, because you may end up with it.
No, but that's not the point. The point was is that you made that comment to the senator from the 5th, and do you remember what her response was?
Senator from the 5th's response?
Yes.
Although I do typically sit at the edge of my seat and listen with an earnest degree of attention when the senator from the 5th is speaking, I've been so busy today and so many things on my mind. I'm not like my good colleague right next to me. I'm not accustomed to handling volumes of legislation. I'm not accustomed to being up on bills day after day after day. And so when I have a major piece of legislation, it really requires all my thinking. And so if I was more like my good colleague to the right of me here, well, no, he's not really to the right of me, but if I was more like him, I would be able to multitask, because I would be accustomed to handling so many pieces of legislation. But I do have to admit to you that I don't remember what you're referencing.
This came up.
And I apologize for that.
Well, first of all, Senate Bill 556 was presented by the senator from the 5th, and it creates a 24-hour window with which you have to report it stolen. This amendment has to do with 72 hours, so I'm just curious, if we put this on this bill, what happens to 556 with the 24-hour?
Well, I certainly can't speak for the senator from the 5th, but I suspect what may have happened is when she realized that her bill was numbered 556, which is the caliber of an AR-15, she may have decided that she wanted to look for a different vehicle so that she would not have to have her name associated with the caliber of an AR-15.
Well,
that's only a guess, though. I can't speak for her.
But this, it's just kind of a, I'm just wondering how come she was advocating for 24 hours, but now it turns into 72 hours. Just, I'm curious, but I'm just going to refresh your memory. As I recall, you said, well, why don't you put this on Senate Bill 613? And I
could
think
you stop mentioning that? Could you? You've already said it like three times, and I think everybody's heard you. And
she said, as I recall, she said, "I'm not going to put it on that bill because it's not going anywhere." Do you remember that?
Well, we all have an opportunity to work through things, and so just as I did with the senator from the 7th. And just as I've done with other people that have had amendments to this bill, we worked through it, and I think she thought that her contribution to the bill might make it just a little bit more palatable and maybe a little bit more likely to make it across the finish line.
Right, but you know what I think it really means? I think it means that the senator from the 5th has realized that this bill is going places. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
Senator from the 5th renews her motion that Senate Amendment Number 5 to Senate Bill Number 613 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the amendment. Senator from the 1st.
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It ends in point 23S. It has been distributed, and I move for its adoption.
Send your amendment forward. Are you requesting a waiver of the reading?
I am, Mr. President.
Seeing no objection, a waiver shall be granted. Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
Certainly. This is a revised and, frankly, considerably tightened version of the amendment that I introduced last night. We have done a couple of things. First and foremost, we deleted the reference to manufacturing outside of the state of Missouri. That issue was raised by the senator from Boone, and that frankly triggered the withdrawal of my prior amendment. But we have gone one important step further, Mr. President. We have also, rather than providing for the carve-out, for the immunity carve-out to apply to all violations of Title 18, we have narrowed it to Sections 922 and 924 of 18 United States Code, which do pertain to firearms, which, of course, is the topic of the bill. And with that, Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Franklin?
The senator from the 1st has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 6 to Senate Bill Number 613. Senator from Franklin, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
And senator from the 1st, let me just mention, and I know this is your inquiry, I was just hoping that you might save this amendment a little further on in the process, because I've been so accommodating and I've been saying yes to all these amendments. And now that glorious time of kumbaya and working together and saying yes to amendments, I'm afraid is about to come to a screeching halt. But I truly am interested in hearing about the new work that you've done on this amendment.
Sure. Well, and the first thing I should say is that you and I did not discuss this issue over the summer. In fact, the concerns that were expressed about the previous bill that was taken up in veto session were, I think, unknown to probably you and I through much of the summer. There were some objections that were raised in the run-up to veto session, and I think it's fair to say that you and I probably both would have preferred, when we were taking up this bill during perfection and third read last year, that we had known that at this time. And all I will say is that, at least we're having this conversation here tonight on perfection and not 2 weeks before veto. There may be reasonable differences about how we ought to approach this policy matter, but hopefully you will at least grant me that it's better that we're the folks that have raised these concerns for some time since the run-up to veto last year are at least here at this stage in the proceedings rather than at the 11th hour.
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you, the folks that have had concerns have approached this bill and the subject matter of their concerns in a very workable fashion, in a very professional fashion. I've said to a number of my colleagues that, you know, it seems like the process that we've gone through in really trying to, identify and then work through each of the concerns has really kind of been a process of, you know, on the rewrite of this bill, we started, you know, very far apart, and then we've worked closer and closer and closer and closer. I think we've I think we've accommodated most of the concerns. With this bill, very similarly to really just about any other piece of legislation, with the exception of a consent bill, and even consent bills don't always turn out to be consent bills, I think we've worked through most of the challenges. There are still a few things that probably don't make everybody perfectly happy, but I think it's been a good exercise in working through that, and I have appreciated the way that people have addressed their concerns on this and been willing to, you know, work and negotiate. And so I will tell you, the entity that I think this concern is coming from has indeed had many of their concerns addressed and overcome, and this kind of remains that just that last
sure.
little thing that
there's always that last little thing, isn't there, Senator?
There's always that last little thing. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me suggest this: we may need to agree to disagree on this. I know we had a lot of the substantive debate last night, and I'm not sure I want to rehash that here. We certainly can, for old time's sake and for the pleasure and fun of it, if we desire to. And I'm happy to do that. I mean, these are law enforcement concerns. But what I would suggest is this, here's where I want to go. I've distributed another version of the amendment that I prepared last night before we laid the bill over that simply stripped out the Commerce Clause language. And so that's still out there as well. What I would like to do is let's let the will of the body weigh in here. And I would propose that we take a standing division on the amendment before the body. If it gets on, it gets on. If it fails, it fails. I'm not here to try to put anybody in a tough spot. I think it might be important to proceed on a standing division basis. If we can't get it on a standing division basis, I might, you know, since we won't have previously amended material, you know, I may revisit it with the broader language on a potential roll call. I'd prefer not to have to do that. I'd really like to try to get past this issue, but I think if we take this up on a standing division now, that might be the best way to sort of see what you and I have talked about this a lot, but that might be the best way to see what the body has to say about it.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate you approaching it that way. You know, like we said, there's sometimes just that last, you know, sometimes even in a football game, they make it within 1 yard of the end zone and just can't seem to get any further.
Yeah.
I agree that a standing division is probably the best way to do this. And So is this are you inquiring of me?
I'm inquiring of you.
Okay. Right.
The last thing I was going to say about this is I regret that I was not able to have this amendment to you personally sooner than I did. We discussed it some time ago when the bill hit the floor earlier this evening, but. In hindsight, I would have preferred to have reached out to you earlier in the day on this.
Well,
we all knew our best.
You have my cell phone number, don't you?
What's that?
You have my cell phone number, don't you?
You know, I may not.
I don't know if you would want everybody to know this, but you remember one time you were going to bring a date to an event that I was kind of sponsoring, and then you weren't able to make it? Do you remember what that event was?
I don't. I'm not sure I know what you're referring to, but
I think the 7th was involved in that.
Don't see your number in my phone, and we will need to fix that.
It involved a sports activity, and
I'm not sure.
I don't want to tell everybody that it was cage fighting because I don't know if you want everybody to know that you were considering going to some cage fights. Oh, did I say cage fighting?
I think the best way to interpret that might be to suggest that the senator from the 7th may have invited me to join you and some others at a particular event. And if memory serves, I think I had my children that evening. And I think that was probably the end of the discussion between me and the senator from the 7th. But regardless, I nonetheless appreciate you and or he thinking of me at that time.
I think he thought of you first, and then then he said to me, he said, would it be okay if we invited the senator from the 1st? And I said, certainly.
And I appreciate that.
In fact, the place that we went may have even been in your district.
May have been, possibly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I have to say, and I probably should know this, I'm not sure how much cage fighting does go on in my district. Do you know how much goes on in yours? I'm not.
I don't. Anyway. There will be other opportunities, though, and we'll make sure you remain on the invite list.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Senator. And with that, that's the end of my inquiry. Mr. President, with that, I would request a standing division on the amendment.
We have the required number of senators standing. You shall receive a standing division. Further discussion? Senator from Franklin.
To speak on the amendment, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Mr. President, unfortunately, and the only reason I say unfortunately is because I do believe that the senator from the first has made a genuine effort here to try to bridge the gap. We've accommodated the concerns of the people that are concerned with this particular portion, and I mean, I think a football analogy of having moved the ball 99 yards and we're 1 yard away from the end zone would probably be accurate. So what that means, Mr. President, is there's been a lot of give and take on this issue. Although I certainly appreciate the manner in which the senator from the first has approached the attempt for this amendment, I just want to help my colleagues to understand this is a bad, bad, bad amendment. We have to absolutely vote no on this amendment. Now, the senator from the first is not a bad, bad senator. You don't have to be a bad, bad senator to offer a bad, bad amendment, okay? But this is a bad, bad amendment. And so I would ask my colleagues to simply follow my cue and stand when I stand, which is at the portion where we say no to this bad, bad amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the senator from... Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, to remind the body, we are talking about a carve-out from civil immunity, or from civil liability for state and local law enforcement officers who are working federal government to enforce federal gun laws, and I think that's something that we should... I would ask that my colleagues vote yes, and with that, I close.
Senator from the first renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 6 be adopted to Senate Bill Number 613. Standing division has been called for. Senators, please take your seats. All those in favor, the amendment, the motion for the amendment adoption shall prevail, please stand. Thank you. Be seated. All those opposed to the amendment, please stand. By your vote, okay, please be seated. By your vote of 8 aye and 20 no, the amendment is defeated. Senator from the first.
Mr. President, I have an amendment. It ends in point 17S. It has been distributed. I ask for a waiver of its reading, and I move for its adoption.
Please send your amendment forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, would you like to explain your amendment?
This is the slightly broader version of my amendment to attempt to protect from civil liability our state and local law enforcement efforts, officers and officials for working in concert with federal law enforcement officials to enforce gun laws. I had hoped that when presented with the opportunity to put the amendment on without being on record, that the body would have been willing to do that, but my colleagues were not willing to do that, and so for that reason, I think it's important that we make a record of who stands where on this issue. And with that, Mr. President, if I could have the requisite number of senators standing, I would ask for a roll call on this amendment.
You have the required number of senators standing. A roll call vote shall be granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll yield to any questions.
Senator from the first has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment Number 7 to Senate Bill Number 613. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just mention to my colleagues that the amendment that we had before us just a minute ago was the watered-down version of this one. So if the one we just voted on was bad, bad, then that means this one is bad on steroids, okay? Basically, if you look at this and it talks about Title 18, in essence, what this is doing is completely reversing everything in the bill that we're debating. And so this nullifies the nullification of the nullification bill. This is probably the worst possible amendment that we could look at towards this bill. And once again, a bad amendment does not mean a bad senator. It just means a bad amendment. And so I would ask all of my colleagues to vote no on this amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the first renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 7 be adopted to Senate Bill Number 613. A roll call vote has been requested. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Nottoway votes no. By your vote of 9 aye and 22 no, the amendment fails. We are back on Senate Bill number 613. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from... We are back on Senate Bill number 613. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion for the passage of... for the perfection and printing of Senate... I'm sorry. Not good notes. Senator from Franklin renews his motion that the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 613 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee substitute has been adopted. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the perfection and printing of Senate Bill 613.
Senator from Franklin has moved for the perfection and printing of Senate Bill number 613. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Bill number 613 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Is there any of the opinion that motion shall prevail? Say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to our business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. We are, Sergeant of Arms, if we could get the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 2nd. Okay, we'll go ahead and take Senator from Polk's.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industrial has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 537, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from Christian. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 694, begs leave to report. It has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on the Judiciary has a report as well.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 519, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to business for announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.